The whole big picture of this is, in a month on July, opening up this huge, sprawling work, up to 2 million words in the assigned four-volume version. The question is, what was he looking for? What was he doing? And why was he doing it? One of the key things he seemed to be interested in was the kind of underlying principles and patterns that he could get from lots and lots of specific case studies. The point was that by investigating and interviewing lots of individuals, some kind of larger principles about poverty, working class life, the demands of the London streets, some of these principles might become clear to him. In practice, what happened was that the police bodies were overwhelmed with statistics. Whenever Mosey thought he managed to pin down some of the basic underlying principles of, let's say, people who gather at nightclubs in people's houses, his ear would be caught by something strange, something unique to a particular person at a particular moment. And these details weren't statistically significant in the slightest, but they were actually interesting. So he would report, for instance, the child who had snails rubbed on his back because he was too unlikely to be cured. There was a man who was terrified that he wouldn't be able to join the army because he couldn't go early. These things were not statistically important, but they were extraordinary human interest. And that, I think, is why people might still want to read Mosey. It's not because he told us through mathematical tables how much people learned or perhaps how poor the result was. It's the fact that he makes each of these people come alive as an individual. He makes us realize that these people were indeed people like us.